You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. It is indeed Wednesday, hump day. January 19th, 2:08 p.m., Copper's running the board. Hamus Copper, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. Happy hump day.
Happy day to you. And I know you're going to take some time tomorrow with family, but we're glad you're here today. So thank you very much. Hey, we've got a great show for you. Copper's getting that triple dipper sound effect ready, but I'll just tell you right now, it's a full-up show. I mean, wow. 3 p.m., my buddy Scott Stantis, who hadn't been on with us in a while. Scott Stantis is a nationally syndicated political cartoonist. Used to work at the Chicago Tribune. Now he's here in Alabama, back home in Alabama, I should say. Scott Stantis coming on at 3 p.m., 3:30, one of my favorite segments every single week, Copper's Corner. Copper's got her own way of saying things, her own thoughts, and she conveys them quite well, and she will be doing her gig at 3:30 for Copper's Corner. And then at 4 p.m., 1819news.com is making a splash around the state right now as one of the newest, best news sources you can go to. And Ray Mellick, the chief editor from 1819 News, is going to be on at 4 p.m. May talk about a little dust-up that between what I wrote for 1819 and 1819 publishing it got the mayor of Birmingham pretty mad. I'll tell you about that more here in just a minute. But right now, Copper, hit that sound effect.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right. Today's Triple Dipper. Three stories, three themes, if you will, that we run the show by. Number one is this, the decline of society. That's what I'm going to call it. The decline of society. What does it take? I mean, what made Rome fall? I got news. Some of what we're seeing right now in terms of liberal policies being put into place, not only in our nation and other places, but right here in Alabama, some of those are some of the same things that caused the decline of Rome. And we're going to talk about that, the decline of society. Number two, I call it national insecurity. National insecurity. I mean, right now, there are experts saying that we are back in the Cold War again, that Russia is feeling totally emboldened, and that the more hawkish are saying that we should put troops in Ukraine. I'm not there, but nonetheless, I do agree that we got problems. And I do not know that our current administration is capable of handling that. Number two on the Triple Dipper, national insecurity. And then number three is this, if I can get to it. If we not, we'll get to it tomorrow. But number three is planned to be states are cutting taxes, but not Alabama. Why is that? Other states are cutting income tax, payroll taxes. Other states are cutting things like sales tax, grocery tax, not Alabama. We'll talk about that, and I'll let you know what you might want to question your legislator on. But listen, let me switch gears on you. A funny thing happened yesterday on the way to the studio. Apparently a liberal got mad at me for being a conservative and for calling them out for being a liberal. But I'm pretty sure that's the way it's supposed to happen, right? But here's what made this one unique. That liberal is the mayor of Birmingham. Oh, yeah. I can just hear it right now on the radio if I were in the infantry still. Red leg, red leg. This is Ranger 1. Rounds on target. Fire for effect. I say again, fire for effect. That's it. Here's the thing. I've said it before on this very show. Public figures beware. When you find yourself responding to what's being said about you, all you're doing is dancing to the other side's tune. Well, Mr. Mayor, may I have this dance? So here's the backstory on this. Last week I did a monologue right here on the show, and I called out politicians who willfully choose, not to enforce the laws that they are sworn to uphold. It's a real problem, y'all. And we're seeing it in liberal strongholds all over the nation. And one of those that I called out was Birmingham's liberal mayor, Randall Woodfin, who has not only called for the decriminalization of marijuana, but he recently chose to enact a city policy, an actual program. He calls it Pardons for Progress. In doing so, the mayor of one of the South's largest city, and until recently the largest city in the state of Alabama, has taken it upon himself to issue blanket pardons dating back to 1990. 1990! 31 years for those convicted of drug possession charges. Over 15,000 pardons. Let that sink in. 15,000 pardons dating back most of his life. Well, the hook was set when I published the comments from my show in the form of a written op-ed on 1819news.com this Monday. It made the rounds. It was picked up by other outlets like the Trustful Tribune. And then I was contacted yesterday afternoon by a reporter from AL.com asking if I would care to provide comment to Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin lashing out on social media saying, quote, "I don't have to be lectured by an ex-state senator," end quote. Well, shoot, I had missed that altogether. Wonder why I missed it. Well, it's because Liberal Mayor Woodfin chose not to tag me in his rebuke so that I would see it. But I saw it. So I did give commentary. Here's the deal, folks. There's nothing in this argument about marijuana. I don't want to have to argue the negative effects of what is still known as a gateway drug, something that's still illegal under both state and federal law. I can save all that for another day. What Liberal Mayor Woodfin fails to acknowledge is that when people like him come into office with an agenda that is soft on crime, it does not give them the right to undermine existing law. If you don't like the laws of the day, then go to the legislative body that enacted them and seek to have them changed. The fundamental responsibility of an executive is to uphold and defend the laws of the land and to ensure the quality of life, safety, and security of the community are preserved and enhanced. And to that end, Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin is an abject failure. And he hates being called out, apparently. Hates it. Incenses him. How dare we question? He quickly turned to the race card, by the way, and other ad hominem attacks just to defend his liberal policies. Another sign, in my opinion, that he's on his heels. I invited him to come on the show and talk about it all, but I'm not holding my breath. So let's call this what it is, an epic overreach by a liberal politician who does not care about the safety and well-being of the community he was elected to serve. The super cool liberal mayor of Birmingham has chosen to make a very public statement coupled with the overreach of government when he chose to issue blanket pardons. You see, the power of the pardon is supposed to be specifically tailored to a case-by-case basis and reserved for selective use, not for abuse. By pardoning anyone and everyone who's ever been convicted of a possession over the past 3 decades, Liberal Mayor Woodfin just simply issued a clear and unequivocal message meant to chill the effects of law enforcement and district attorneys that basically says, hey, all you men and women who serve this community for the purpose of law and order, don't even bother enforcing that law. I don't like it. I'll just remove the penalty and you will have wasted your time. That's really it. It's that simple, really. It's a backdoor way to undermine the efforts of other branches of government who, you know, are called upon to enforce the laws. Well, left and right, well, really just left, we're seeing an epidemic of emboldened liberal public officials who are doing all that they can to enable the ability of criminals to commit crimes and to encroach upon the liberties of law-abiding citizens. And don't think for a minute this is only the big-ticket crimes. See, none of those libs that I'm talking about have said that they won't enforce murder or other violent crimes. But when you set the stage for low-level offenders to feel like they've got a sanctuary city, well, they themselves, the criminals, become emboldened. Low-level offenders left alone become high-level offenders. Right now, statistics show that Birmingham has a murder rate that outpaces Chicago, Detroit, and Washington, D.C., one of the highest in the nation. That's a shameful statistic that has emerged during the term of Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin. An article in the Birmingham Times in just the last 2 weeks says that in 2021, the same year that Birmingham's Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin exonerated 15,000 low-level offenders, that the city came within a hair of breaking its all-time murder rate. When politicians like Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin, or Bill de Blasio, or Lori Lightfoot, and Muriel Bowser set up free zones for criminals, what is it they think is going to happen? You see, low-level crime left unchecked begets upper-level crime, and you can quote me on that. People are dying even right now in cities like Birmingham because liberal elected officials and so-called prosecutors refuse to uphold and enforce the law. Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin should be reeling in public animosity for his liberal policies, which have served to make the Magic City look more like the Tragic City. A city which declined during his tenure, not only in criminal statistics, but in actual population. Think about it. During his tenure, during the 10 years he's been in office, thereabouts, the city has gone down in population and up in crime. Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin of Birmingham needs to spend less time being incensed at being questioned and spend more time recognizing what his policies are doing to what should be one of the jewels of Alabama, the great city of Birmingham, where I spent a lot of my time growing up. But as long as he continues to enact liberal city-killing policies, I'm going to keep inviting him to dance. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah! Yeah! That's right. I'm going to tell you right now, that story's making the rounds. Top story on AL.com last night. You know, mayor rebukes ex-state senator Refuses to be lectured to, he says. But when you read the article, all they did was call me a conservative. Loving it. That's a Christmas gift, if you ask me. Stories are out there. Check them out. We're going to keep it up. Holding politicians accountable when they're liberals is the way to go. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We will be right back.